Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Good afternoon, good evening, Redneck and I's Radio and women of Redneck and I's. How are y'all out there tonight? Tonight we are going to be discussing a little bit about how we balance our home lives and our trucking life. Whether you're a mother, brother, sister, girlfriend, grandmother, or whatever the case may be, give us a call at 515-602-9731. And to be part of the conversation, just hit that number one, and you can be on the air with us tonight. Whether we're here, you know, talking every Wednesday, or you come and call in during the week with our other host, Ed, that is great. You can do either way you want to do. But we try to break it up a little bit. We're trying to change things up a little bit. Me, myself, I'm doing the Wednesday evenings. We're going to have some great conversations going on the next few weeks. We're also going to be pulling in and having some special guest speakers. So you guys, make sure you tune in and you talk with us and let us know that you're out there and give us some ideas of what we can discuss on our show, because we're open for anything. We're here to talk about anything you guys want to talk about. I do come up with a little bit of a kind of dialogue what to talk about. So just let me know what you guys think. And also, I'm trying this new headset, as you guys can see on Facebook, and I got a mic here. So I'm hoping that it actually helps with people being able to hear me better. I was informed that some people are having trouble hearing me, that I sound like I'm real far away. So let me know if you guys can hear me so I can be sure that you guys are all hearing me. So just bear with me. I'm trying to get with all of my devices here because I forgot to turn them on too, because I have people messaging me at the same time as I'm trying to get stuff set up. So I want to make sure I can see all of your guys's comments on the look. See, I took my glasses off. So let's do this. Let me put my glasses back on so I can see better. Okay. Whoops. Wrong one here. All right. So let me know if you guys can hear me. Either give me a thumbs up or, you know, something to let me know that you guys can actually hear me both on Facebook and even on the radio station. So just to get a little kind of crossover of some of the things that we were talking about last week, we talked a little bit about our truck show that we're trying to put together and plan for July of 2024 up here in Canfield, Ohio. So I'm trying to get that taken care of and trying to get it going. So just, it's going to be a little bit more of a struggle to get things up and running, because for me to set up and start doing this is a little bit different because I've never done something like this before. So it is a big, big venture for all of us at Redneck and I's. Sorry. So with that being said, I'm trying to do that and trying to get that stuff set up. Sorry, guys, I got a tickle in my throat. Whew. Okay. So I'm trying to get – oops. I know I'm looking away. I'm sorry. Just bear with me because I have my phone going here with everything's delayed. I got my other laptop over here and things here are a little bit delayed. So I'm trying to do multiple things at once. My eyes starting to water since I started coughing. Let's see. Okay. All right. Let me grab a tissue here. Yeah, maybe. I didn't want to get completely up from the radio or the desk because that means I have to unhook wires. So. Whew. My glasses back on so I can see again. Okay. Now, don't you love sinuses? I think that's what a lot of my stuff is right now, as my sinuses are starting to drain. Holly said she's on here listening and she's walking to, she's balancing life and trucking, walking to the grocery store. Well, good for you, Holly. Thank you. So I guess you can hear me pretty good. So I'm happy about that because I was kind of worried that with the mic and everything, people wouldn't be able to hear me. I'm hoping it's not picking up any background noise with Greg upstairs. He's on the phone talking to a buddy. So, you know, there's that. I know last week I had to go up and tell him to hush it because he was being a little loud with everybody on. It was making it kind of hard to hear. So, my nose is going to drive me nuts. We have some bushes out here alongside our house that's on our neighbor's property that is actually, they're starting to turn yellow. I don't even know what, I think they're called goldenrod, to be honest with you. I don't know, but as soon as they start blooming, and it starts killing me. Everything starts draining. It's just crazy. And Kelly says she's probably going to miss this one too because she's outbidding a chicken coop. She went from being a driver to a homeowner to a chicken farmer. So, okay. So, like I said, what I wanted to talk a little bit about is just, you know, how you guys balance stuff. I know with Greg, we have everything pretty much figured out before we ever even, you know, got started because for the longest time, him and I both drove. That is how we actually met. We met back in 2014 driving truck for a small company here in Ohio. And I was pulling steel. And what it was is one of the other guys that was pulling, they told him, they said, did you see that woman driving, you know, for camp? And they're like, no, nobody believed it because camp didn't have many women driving at the time. Actually, I was the only one. So, but anyways, long story short, that's how we met. I'm not going to go into what I called him because most of y'all know it, especially those of you that, you know, have been around us long enough. But we actually have been together since about, well, we met back in 2003, but we've been together since about 2005, 2006, right around that, about 2005, I guess. So, and of course, we just got married last October. So, you know, why not just drag it out forever to make sure it's actually right? So, but anyway, so our balancing, when we both drove, we pretty much went the same places. So it was nice because I never had to be in any fear of being anywhere. The only place I have to say that I was actually worried was when I was in Detroit. And this has been years ago. There was a little, excuse this word, shithole place up there in Detroit that we used to go to and park at because there wasn't much places around there. And Greg and then our buddy Mark both backed in so tight against the truck that I couldn't get out of the truck and nobody could get into my truck on either door. Okay. And this was actually, I can't even say that Greg and I were dating then, you know, we were all just drivers driving together. Cause I was actually, you know, with somebody else back then, but you know, again, a story for another time, maybe not another time. We'll just go without that. But anyways, so with that, I had to knock on the door to get them up. So I could go potty, and they would pull up enough to where the door would open in between their trailer and their cab because they didn't want anybody trying to come and get into the truck while I was sleeping. So, you know, that's just one of the things, you know, where you try to work around your situations. And another thing that we used to do too was never went anywhere alone. None of us did. We always walked together. There was always a bunch of us wherever we were. So, which made it really nice because that way we could actually be more secure and felt safer. But since Greg and I I kind of went off the road. It was a couple years ago because we went for driving, you know, separate trucks to driving, end up driving team when we ended up buying our first truck. And I can't even say really team because all we did back then was just back and forth to Chicago and back. So, but we did it. You know, did it together. And then, you know, further down the road, we ended up buying another truck. Then we ended up having two. So we both drove individual trucks, still hauling steel, still going, you know, Chicago area and back, never really far, Kentucky maybe. But then when we got this black truck, the Freightliner that y'all know, we got it, in 17, I believe it was, 16 or 17. Or 15. I can't even run without pulling paperwork. You know, that's how that just goes to show you've been around trucks too long and they all just kind of blend together. we started pulling for another company, pulling team then, and it was great. And let me tell you, try being stuck in the truck, and dear God, I love him to death, being stuck in the truck when Greg gets in one of his rants, and we know how his rants can be. And if you guys don't know, just pray that you never find out, because he can go on a tangent sometimes. So anyways, so finally, it came down to the point where he says, I started collecting animals. No, they just started finding me because they needed loving homes, and they knew if they came to me, I'd take care of them. So, and I do, and I did, and I still will forever, whatever. But so with that being said, I ended up staying home. And it was one of those things, we came to a conclusion, you know, you stay home, I go run, you know, that way he was doing what he needed to do. He started went back to pulling steel again and running the same places. And there's no money for a team in steel. I'm sorry, there is not. Now, when he went to his last company, I should have, you know, went with him. But at the time, I was taking care of people and just couldn't go in the truck. And don't get me wrong, I do miss it. I wish I was back in the truck sometimes. But Greg keeps telling me no, it's no place for me to be out there. He just don't want me in the truck with him. I don't care what he says, but that's the whole gist of it. He just don't want me in the truck with him. I'm okay with that. I really am, because I like being at home. You know, we used to live in a house trailer for years, and it was one of those things, you know, and when something went wrong, you know, I was calling somebody to come fix it, or, you know, calling my dad, hey, I need to come over and get the heater, because the water lines froze. Because living in a house trailer, I used to live in it all my life. And then we bought the house, and most of you guys have seen it, whether it be, you know, video chats or actually being here. It's nice. Because I can actually say, growing up, even, we always lived in house trailers. Because around here, they were cheap, and it was, you know, what we could do here. So it was nice, you know. I can't say it was nice. It's nice living in a house. Because now I have a 3-bedroom house, dining room, living room, my office, as you all can see. We have the basement and everything else. So, you know, it's a big different thing for the both of us. So it's a lot to maintain and take care of. So me being at home, that's what I do. I'm here to take care of that type of stuff. So balancing it for us is, and it's funny because we tell people, you know, I'm paperwork. That's all I do. I do the paperwork. He does the maintenance on the trucks. So, and that maintenance on everything else. Might as well just say it because that's, you know, his job. I take care of what we need around here. You know, I do most all the grass and everything else because I'm the one that's here at the house. I'm the one that needs to take care of it. I don't need him to come home off the road and take care of it, because that makes no sense to me. He's working. He's paying the bills here. Yeah, I do my little thing that I do with my Mary Kay business, but I don't do near as much as he does. So that's why I let him, you know, when he gets home, take a break. Now, he's been home since the end of February. And here we are coming into the end of April. And it has been a very busy couple months, to say the least. We've had the truck show. We've had the convoy we did. We've had a death in the family. Oh, my sinuses. But so it's been busy. And then Robbie, love him dearly, you know, another one of our Redneck and Ice guys, he was up here last weekend because he had a couple brake chambers that needed to be fixed on his truck. So he was delivering, you know, less than an hour from here. So he got in here Saturday afternoon, him and Greg and my dad and all of them worked over on the hill and changed everything. And, you know, Robbie was here until Monday morning. So it was nice because, you know, we have that opportunity that we can get, you know, guys in here if you're in the area. So we took Robbie up to where we're going to do the truck show at in Canfield, Ohio, and showed him, and I did a live chat with Ed to see it. So, you know, it's a very large place. But back to the conversation at hand. So we've gotten our balance pretty much set for us. If there's things that I know that I can do when he is gone, you know, changing oil in the, well, I can't say changing oil in my truck because it's got a skid plate on it and it really sucks because you're going to take it off to get to the oil. I just take it to the shop, take it to, you know, and get it done. It's just as easy. So it's kind of helps when you have somebody that you can rely on and you don't have to worry when you're out on the road. So I know Holly lives, you know, she lives alone now, I believe, unless one of her kids are there still. I know her one son moved. But so, you know, when she gets home, she's got to do everything there. Kelly, I know with her, her and her mom live together. You know, they bought the house together. So Kelly, even though she's not working right now, she's still working her butt off because of the fact she is getting everything set, the house the way that they want it. You know, when you first buy a house, it's never the way you want it. There's always something to change. You know, we've had to put in a new patio, French drain, windows, roof, had our attic re-insulated, had multiple trees taken down around our house because they were never – we had pine trees in the backyard that was probably 60 foot tall. Ones beside the house was just as tall. We had an oak tree out here at the corner of our house. Now, mind you, we have a metal roof. And oak trees put off acorns. Well, with that being said, it sounded like shotgun shells going off every time it stormed because of the acorns hitting the roof. So it's a battle when you drive truck and you'll have to balance both. Doing both, taking care of your home when you're home, worrying about it when you're not home if you don't have somebody there to take care of it. And then you have, you know, your kids. You know, if you are a single parent that is driving to make a living to take care of your kids at home, you know, and you have family members that's watching them while you're gone, because that's how I was. When I first started driving, my daughter was three, actually. So I went to Chicago and back. I didn't go far because I was pulling. I was driving for Kaplan out of Cleveland, and I worked for my dad. So I would run, you know, around a week or so out to Chicago and back. So I was only gone 3 days. So my mom would watch her and take her to daycare during the day, you know, and take her to preschool. Excuse me. So there, I had that stability and I had that, you know, family there to help me with what I needed. I just want to know, how many of you guys have family there that's, you know, standing beside you to hold you up and to keep you motivated to keep your job going and doing exactly what you're out here wanting to do? Because I know some people are like, yeah, this is what I want. But then it's like, once you get out of here and you start realizing it, it's like, oh, this isn't what I thought it was going to be. You know, and I have seen this. I have seen people that come and say, how can you do it? How can you be a mother, you know, and be out here driving truck? Because I had an ex-father-in-law. He just didn't understand why I was driving truck and I had a daughter, had kids. Why are you doing that? Why not? I got to support him somehow, you know, and that was before him and his son and I got married. And now, mind you, he was his, you know, my ex-father-in-law was a trucker. He drove trucks. I drove his for him and would do stupid stuff for him. And literally when I say stupid stuff, I mean stupid stuff. So there is a lot when it comes to balancing, you know, your home life and, you know, your business life, I should say, because trucking is a business. Trucking is, you know, it's not – when I first started, I always said I wanted to drive truck because I like it. That's all I wanted to do. And it's like now it's like it's not like it used to be when I first started. Everybody was out there to help everybody. Now it's like, you know, you see people out there trying to run other people over. and being just, you know, like we talked about on the show last week about the one driver down in Cincinnati that unfortunately lost his life, you know, because of an accident. And I haven't heard anything else, because as soon as I hear anything else about that accident, who was at fault or whatnot, I'm going to have to do some research on that. I'll let you all know. But it was just like that. It was one of those things, you know, you're out there and he had kids, you know, and it doesn't matter if you have kids or not. If you hit somebody, you're killing somebody else's kid. Hopefully that never happens to anybody, but it's always one of those things that's always been at the back of my mind ever since when I wrecked my truck when I was, you know, first driving. So that's always been one of those things that always makes me leery. And you see it all the time. We all do. There was an article today that Greg found that was on Facebook. Now, I'm pulling it up because I actually sent it to myself in order to read it to you guys. I mean, there's video and everything else that goes with it. And I will post that to our Facebook page so you guys can see that and read that and watch the video. But I don't know if you guys are hearing these dings every time something posts, because being okay. Oh, sorry. Okay, if you guys, anybody that's on our okay, I'm sorry. I'm kind of reading messages at the same time. I'm not really good at, well, I can't say I'm not good at multitasking because I'm awesome at multitasking. Okay, toot toot, you know, one of those type things. So I'm trying to do the things, and Kim, if you can hear me, I see Rob's watching. Yeah, Kim, you can still call in and join if you want to, you know, call on the radio station. And that number is 515-602-9731. Just hit option one if you can be part of the conversation. If not, hey, you're good. I'm good with that. You can just sit and listen if you want to. That's fine. Let's see. I'm going to go to this here. Wrong one. Okay. This is what Greg was watching and listening to earlier, and it's called... And there was another one. Okay, wait a minute. All right. Let me get rid of it. I got too many pop-ups here. Okay. This was posted by a lady. Yes, Kim, call the number. Sorry, guys. Let me do this. I'm going to send her the number here on our Facebook page. Okay. It's the Cindy Hummel posted this. It says, "Heroes Among Us." Early Wednesday morning near Camden, Arkansas, a truck that was carrying ammonia nitrate, highly flammable, brakes caught on fire while driving. The operator of the rig noticed the fire and called 911. He turned his rig down an abandoned stretch of the highway where there was no houses or buildings. He parked the truck, and while first responders were evacuating houses, he was trying to put out the fire when the tanker exploded, blowing a 15-foot crater in the road, killing the driver, who put his life before others to keep them safe. The explosion was felt and heard up to 75 miles away, shattering windows on houses, damaging power lines, two fire trucks, and slightly injuring three firefighters. Dangerous shrapnel flew 200 yards, embedded in the trees. The driver was the only casualty in the accident. His name was Randall McDowell, 63 years old. And it goes on to say, a real hero. Rest in peace, driver, and thank you for your miles. Prayers for the family. And you can read the article. These pictures, it's just like, wow, this hole where this truck was, you know, and that driver, you have to, you know, you just have to be in awe of his, you know, actions. You know, he did everything he possibly could in order to keep from anybody else or injuring anybody else. So, I mean, it's just awesome what he did in order to do that and, you know, save a lot of lives in the process. So that is like, you know, crazy how it happened. Just like the driver that was in the bus that I had actually shared on my post or on my Facebook here a couple of days ago, it was another driver. He could not get stopped in time, and there was a bus that was stopped letting kids off. He swerved and ended up rolling the truck. Thankfully, he was not injured in any way. He was probably beat up, you know. You know, when you roll the truck as bad as it was, he was probably a little bit injured. Okay, I am actually posting this now on our Redneck and I's page. So, let's see. I can't type. If I type and talk at the same time, I type the words that I'm saying instead of the words I'm thinking. So, okay. So I just posted them on so you guys can listen or read it, I mean. So, okay. Let's see. All right. There was something else I wanted to tell you guys about. Now I just got to... I kind of got sidetracked trying to make sure I had everything hooked up right in order to get this all going with the headphones and the mic. And like I said, I hope you guys can all hear me better and it doesn't sound like I'm far away. And if it does, just let me know so I can fix that too, because I'm trying to make sure I can get this to where everything is good. Okay, let me see. See, and I hit wires and it keeps hitting my mic and getting it all going crazy, and I don't want to do that. Okay. All right. What was that? See? Sidetracked. Squirrel moment. All right. I was actually going to post this or save this earlier and print it, and I got into some other things and didn't get that done. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for letting me know that it sounds good. I know Robbie said that it was sounded like the other night when he was listening via the radio. He said it sounded like I was far away from the computer or that. So he actually pulled it up and it was showing that I was right in front when he looked at it on live. So, but okay. Here we go. As soon as the computer comes up and works for me. Okay. All right, here we go. Okay. Here's another, you know, because these are more what I've been kind of talking about. I mean, I know we wanted to talk about the balancing between life, you know, home life and trekking life. So, like I said, that's where I want to hear some of the stuff from you guys, how you're able to balance that. But in the meantime, we're going to talk about a few different things here and there. So, but these are just some articles that I had found. Nothing real major, but it kind of makes you, you know, think about it. Because this could happen to any of us. Any of us could see this happen and be one of those ones that actually do this. And this might be another thing that we could talk about. We could pull this in. What was something you did on the road that actually, you know, could get you nominated as a highway hero? So let me know. I'd love to hear any of your stories. But this was here, this was posted on the 26th of April. It says, highway transport trucker named Tanker Driver of the Year, award winner. Okay, the driver of the highway a driver for a highway transport Monday was named the winner of the 2021-2022 William A. Usher Tanker Driver of the Year Award. Thomas Frayne received his grand Okay. His Grand Champion Award during ceremonies at the National Tank Truckers Carriers Annual Conference at the Hilton in San Diego Bayfront. Fran has been in the trucking industry for over 30 years and in the tank truck industry for 7. For those 7 years, he has been driving for Highway Transport in Knoxville, Tennessee, where he resides. He's been a driver trainer for the past 4 years. He says, "Whoa, I didn't expect that," said Fran when accepting his honor. "To the talent that is on the stage, to the NTTC judges, Great West Capital, and Usher family, thank you for the distinct honor. This has been 30 years in the making, with the last 7 being most rewarding as a tank truck driver. There are too many people to thank, but first and foremost, many years ago, my mother-in-law gave me a medallion with angel wings. And on the medallion, it says, never drive faster than your guardian angel can fly. I have one in there in my truck that says almost the same thing. This is, then your guardian angel can drive. So every day at the end of my pre-trip, I say a quick prayer. I say, protect my family, guide me, and keep me close to those around and those around me safe. Also during his speech, Fran praised and thanked his wife, Carol, and the wives of the other finalists, adding, they are all heroes. He also thanked his coworkers and the company's owners. Highway Transport is owned and operated by the Watkins family. Their dedication, devotion, and passion for the transportation industry is never ending, and they are an inspiration. I'm blessed to be a part of their team. Fran also praised and thanked Marshall Franklin, the president and CFO of Highway Transport, as well as the company's service center manager, Stephen Hittinger, and vice president of safety and quality, Rick Lesby. The other finalists were Robert Anderson, James W. Ellis Sr., Dean Hansen, Richard Jerry Locke, Daniel Smith, Demetrius Stewart, and Michael White of and it gives the name of other companies. Combined, the finalists have driven professionally for a total of 300 years. So, I mean, just something like that, it's nice to know that tank drivers, you know, I know every truck out there is, could be a deadly weapon. But when it comes to tankers, we all know they haul stuff a little bit more dangerous than some of the rest of us do. So it kind of makes it nice to see that. Okay, sorry, guys. Okay. So it does make it nice to know that, you know, the drivers of the tankers are getting recognized too for the different things that they do. And you guys all know safety is always one of the big things that we all have to keep in mind when it comes to stuff like this. Okay. Oh Lord. And I don't know if you guys seen this. I seen this on the world news, I guess. I don't even know what it was for sure. This happened out in California. Okay. This was posted yesterday. And, let's see. I lost it. There we go. Trucker attacked, cargo stolen by vicious streets crowds in California. This was a day cab with a container on. It says a truck driver Monday was attacked in the cab of his tractor trailer and at least part of his cargo stolen during a so-called takeover by street racers at an intersection in San Bernardino, California. Witness videos of the scene show motorists doing donuts in the intersection, reported to be that of the West 5th Street and Mount Vernon Avenue in San Bernardino, a city of about 216,000 people east of Los Angeles. I've never been to California. So those of you that have been out there, you may have been down in this area or, you know, somewhere around there. So I don't know I don't know really what it is out there or what it's like out there. So you guys have to enlighten me. The video also shows fireworks, explosions, exploding. The video also shows fireworks exploding in the intersection. Those videos also show a white day cab with a single white trailer stopped and the crowd surging forward and opening the driver's side door. Reports say beer bottles were also thrown at and struck the driver, who was not identified. Video also show that the rear trailer door opened and at least one person in the trailer throwing boxes out the back into the hands of the crowd. Now, I have seen, and it was out in California too, where they had their Amtrak trains that are pulling the containers that are being hijacked. Not really even hijacked. The people are jumping on there and are throwing stuff out and opening it and taking what they want. And there was actually packages laying there that had never been opened, but they just weren't big enough for some of these people or whatever. I'm not sure. But it was like, really? You know, so if you don't receive stuff, that might be why. Okay, video also shows the rear trailer. Okay, sorry, I read that paragraph. All the while, dozens of people used their smartphones to take videos of the crime, and it appeared that no one went to the aid of the trucker. As a TV reporter said, eventually two vehicles in front of the tractor trailer moved, and the trucker was able to flee the scene. I am sorry if that was me, or even if it would have been like Greg or Robbie or Rob, or if you have all these people coming at you like that, are you going to let those cars right there in front of you keep you stationed there? Because now you're in fear of your life. You don't know if they're going to come up and start beating you, pull you out of the truck and, you know, whatever, shoot you or whatever could the case may be. Because the way things are going nowadays and the prices of some things, people are getting very desperate and they're going to do just about anything. Okay. It says there's no indication that police arrived on the scene until after the trucker left and the crowd began to disperse. Well, naturally, the cops aren't going to show up. And that was pretty much the end of it. There's a video on that here too. So, I might be able to share that on our Facebook page too, so you guys can see it. Let me see if I can do that right now while I'm thinking about it. Cause if not, I might not remember to do it. If nothing else, I will definitely get it shared to mine. Okay. It is going to share to mine. So, okay. All right, let me get that shared and we're done there. Okay. So, I mean, it's sad to see that this is happening because it's not happening to just, you know, random people anymore. It's happened to drivers. It could happen to any one of us. It doesn't matter if you're hauling steel, if you're hauling, you know, a dry van, a tanker or anything like that. So, we always want to make sure that we're, you know, paying attention to our surroundings and knowing what's going on around us at all times, whether you be a female driver, a male driver, or teen drivers. It doesn't matter anymore. It could be either way. Anybody is susceptible to stuff like this. Okay. Whew. All right. I just want to take a quick moment while I'm thinking about it because I'm getting, you know, into all this stuff and talking about it. So I want to say it. I just want to say a little thing about one of our sponsors, which is DPF Regeneration. And that is Ms. Hattie Jane Rollins. And she does the DPF filters, the particulate filters. So if you have any problems with any of those, just give her a call or email her or look her up on our website at webakeem.com. I actually hopefully going to have her on the show in a couple weeks. We also will be talking with Trucker Tools. So that brings me to where I'm going to ask you guys to, you know, send me some questions that you have about the app, the Trucker Tools app that you want answered, any concerns that you have or just feedback about it. Because this is some of the things that they want to hear about. You know, they don't hear a lot of that. So they want to know some of these things. And that's what, you know, I'd like to get out and find out because I know I've talked to a couple of people that have used it and they say sometimes it's hard to navigate. So let us know what you think and give us ideas, some questions to ask when they do come on in a couple of weeks. Okay. Let's see what else we can talk about today. And I do know, let me see, where's it at? Wrong one. That's the one I want, I think. I know, I got all kinds of stuff popped up on my screen. So I'm trying to not look away from the camera, but I'm also trying to make sure I am paying attention to all this. Well, hi, Jacinda. I'm glad you're listening to us tonight. Let's see. And I want to say hi to Cheryl, too. She is on Facebook Live listening and also with Rob Bynum. Okay. I want to, let's see. All right. I've lost that. I don't know what I did with it. I had saved something so I would not lose it, and I've lost it. Okay. Don't you hate that when you do that? So, but I do want to know what you guys think about sorry, I was trying to read and think. Okay. I know. I need to get back into what I'm talking about and not be sidetracked, guys. Okay. Oh. All right. Here's another pick-me-up kind of article. Because we always seem to talk about all the bad ones. Okay, here's another one of those things where the driver, you know, first one on the scene is a trucker sometimes. It says, trucker praised for getting driver and passenger out of an overturned pickup. An Oklahoma truck driver for Decker Truck Lines Incorporated was recently honored for his actions on the scene of an accident on Interstate 35. The Truckload Carrier Association recently named Grant Quinton from Noble, Oklahoma, a highway angel for rescuing a grandfather and his 10-year-old grandson from an overturned vehicle and keeping them safe until authorities came. On Sunday, February 6th of 2022, around 7 a.m., Quinton was in the passenger seat while training another Decker Truck Line driver. A snowstorm had just come through that area of Oklahoma when the pair were driving north on I-35 north near Tonkawa, I think it is. Okay, they came upon an overturned Dodge Ram pickup truck. Apparently, the pickup truck had a blowout. The vehicle rolled, and no other vehicles had yet stopped to help. Without a moment to spare, Quentin's trainee safely pulled the truck over to the shoulder. As Quinton approached the overturned vehicle, he heard thumping, so he quickly ran back to his truck to retrieve a rubber mallet. Moments later, he returned to the accident scene while calling 911. I was able to help get them out of the truck, he said. It was a 10-year-old boy and a grandpa, and I got them across the street behind my semi. Quinton's goal was to get the accident victims to the safest place possible. He offered them water and blankets and kept checking on the welfare of the child who appeared to up to have a concussion. Emergency crews arrived and took over. Just do what's right, Quinton said regarding why he stopped at the accident scene. I'm going to stay on the road for the rest of my life. If I have the chance to do a job that I really like, see a bunch of places, and also have a chance where somebody's in trouble and nobody's there, I can help them. That's worth being gone and doing this job. Again, that work comes back to the balancing your home life and your trucking life. This is what he said he's going to do, and if he can help somebody, then you know, that's awesome. Okay, TCA presented him with a certificate, patches, lapel pin, and truck decals. The company has also received a letter acknowledging him as a highway angel. Since the program's inception in August of 97, nearly 13,000 professional truck drivers have been recognized as highway angels for exemplary kindness, courtesy, and courage as a display that they have displayed while on the job. And this is, you know, this isn't the first time I've read one of these stories, and I will probably still read more of these stories because they're actually, you know, uplifting. It's better to hear about than hear about the you know, society just kind of knocking all the drivers down all the time. So, which, you know, kind of makes me feel good knowing that it is actually, you know, a more of a pick-me-up. I'm not going to read all the rules and regulations because we all know them. We all know they change. And they change to, you know, a lot of times to benefit the people who write the rules, not the people that actually have to, you know, deal with them on a daily basis. Okay. Let's see. Okay. There was one thing that was shared earlier today. Well, why my mouse wasn't working, I was hitting the computer. I don't know if I can ever find this stuff. I hate it when I do that. Just so y'all know, I have Greg upstairs yelling at me to get it together, so I guess I need to actually pay more attention to what I'm supposed to be doing, huh? I know. This is... I try to find stuff to talk about, but I don't want to be one of the ones that sit here and read things all day long. It's just not no fun. So, let me hear, where are you guys all at tonight? What are you doing? Does anybody have anything good to say? Anything fun to say? Anything going on? All right. Let's see. Let me ask you guys a question. Now, I read the story about the guy, you know, that was 63 that, you know, put his truck out in the middle of a field or a dead-end road so he wouldn't kill a bunch of people, and he ended up losing his own life. So let me ask you this. Do you think how Congress and all of them want to put 18-year-olds behind the wheel of a big truck, do you think they would have had enough common sense and knowledge to do something like that, or would they have just threw it in park and jumped out? My, you know, thoughts on it is this. I believe that they would have just ran because they don't know how to do that type of stuff or, you know, to actually how to take control of it. They haven't had enough training for stuff like that. It's not something that you're going to see every day or have happen to you all the time. But just like the article last week where we talked about the driver that, you know, ended up rolling his truck and went off the side of the road, and the woman that, you know, blocked traffic to keep people from getting run over that was in an accident. These are the things that some people, that these new drivers, young drivers, kids, literally kids, are not going to be able to do or not going to do. Because they don't have enough experience behind the wheel of a big truck to do those type of things. So that's where I ask you guys, what is your thought on that? Would you, if you have an 18-year-old son or daughter right now, do you think that they are experienced enough, mature enough to be behind the wheel of a semi? I would have to say my daughter's 27, and even to this day, I would say no. She is not able to do that. You know, my sister's 36. No, let me take that back. She is 45, going to be 46. She would love me saying 36. My brother's 30. He'll be 37. Anyways, they are not capable, either one of them, to this day. I don't think they would be able to drive a big truck. My sister's definitely afraid of them, so there's that. She's not going to do it. So, and so it's kind of one of those things. I don't feel that that is a good practice for any company, even if they think, even if it's just, you know, for short runs or you know, X amount of miles a year. No, it's still not good. It's definitely not good at all. So I just don't see it happening. Okay, Kim, you think your 32-year-old is not capable of it. See? I'm not the only one that doesn't think it, that thinks that. Okay, Rob, you can tell him that because he's just going to laugh when I say it. So, with that, it's one of those things where the country or the people in office think they know better than the drivers that have actually been out here for years do. Can we actually agree with that? I know I sure in heck can't agree with it, and I haven't even been behind the wheel of a big truck in quite some time besides climbing in and out of the passenger or the driver's seat once in a while. Not saying that I was actually driving. I was just driving, climbing in and out. So, but to have somebody that young behind the wheel of a truck, that's scary. It's just, there is no other way I can say about it. It's just plain scary. So, you know, I wish I could say that, you know, the training schools would train them properly to do that. And again, we know they're not going to. They're not going to be able to do that because the schools aren't even, you know, the training schools nowadays, they want to pump them out in 4 weeks, 6 weeks tops, and think that's getting them adequate training. And you're right, Rob, I don't think they'd know what to do either. You know, so it is hard to actually say, yeah, these guys, these young kids are going to know. Or even that, I'd have to say, if it would have been me in that situation with that driver with the explosion, I want to say, yeah, I would have been able to do it. I think we all want to say, yes, we would have been able to do that. We would have done the same thing. But in that situation, do we really know what we would have done? Do we, you know, can you honestly sit and say, yeah, that's exactly what I would have done. He did the right thing. I would have done that too. Nobody knows until they're actually in that situation to find out for sure that's what they would have done. Okay, we got a caller coming on, and I believe this might be Holly.
It's me.
I thought that was you.
So I
How you doing, Holly?
Hear me huffing and puffing back to the grocery store. I'm good. But
well,
as far
good.
As people doing that for an accident, society has made it very hard to make that decision because so many people are afraid of being sued.
Exactly.
If you try to help somebody on the side of the road, you leave yourself open, especially if you have no background in CPR or any type of first aid or anything like that. If you're not trained at all, then you're opening yourself up for a lawsuit if something goes bad. But your instincts
right.
are to help them.
Yeah.
So that's the catch-22 with stopping to help somebody. I've been out here 13 years by myself. Like, would I know what to do? No, my instincts would have taken over. Whether that would have been what my instincts did, but that's what would have taken over. And that's what takes over in those situations.
Okay, wait a minute, let me take these off. I was just informed that nobody can hear you because I had my
nobody
earphones
Nobody can hear
on.
Me?
Yeah, because it was coming through my, you know, my headset. And they just, yeah. So, Kim, you're on Facebook. Can you hear her now, Kim?
Can you hear me now?
Well, Greg's upstairs and he said he could hear you. But he's on the radio station, so, yeah, he'd be able to hear you. But the ones on the Facebook Live would not be able to because of the fact I had the headset on to where it made it quiet for me
right.
so I could hear everything better.
Right.
So.
I don't know. Ed
yeah.
and I did this last night, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how he has his headset hooked up or if he actually does his Facebook Live and all that through another computer.
Exactly.
So I think that's how he does it, but I do all that through one computer. So, but I can actually do the
Facebook Live. It's a learning process.
You're right. And I have to learn to try keeping cats off the desk. And I put stuff where she likes to sit, so now she won't get up here. Because I have the one that likes to do it all the time, so.
Yeah. Mr. Greg needs to just stop. And if he thinks he can do it better, then he should have called in yesterday or should call in today.
Well, he's actually on the
phone.
Yeah,
I said it.
You know, now. But, yeah. Yesterday we were busy doing stuff, and by the time everything happened, it's like, oh crap, it was, you know, 10 to 8.
Ed
like,
and I had
oh,
a nice
yeah.
a nice 2 hours of just him and I. We were bonding.
There you go.
Nobody called
well,
in.
He only did it for an hour, didn't he?
We might have been on longer than that. I don't know. I was just talking. We were just talking. It might have only been an hour. I don't know. I was driving.
Hey, that works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know with, like, his Zoom video, it just kind of kicks off. So I don't think he's setting it quite long enough when he does it because he's running the Facebook Live through the Zoom. So.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything about that stuff. I'm not electronically savvy. A challenge.
Yeah, I know that feeling. That's like with me doing this, you know, because I didn't know when I was on before talking with everybody that I was hard to hear sometimes. And it was actually Robbie that told me that he was having trouble hearing me, that it sounded like I was far away. So I
need to put a hearing aid in.
Well, he said it sounded like every once in a while I faded out. But then when he looked on live, he's like, I knew you were right there in front of the computer. So, but the mics on the computers aren't the best. So that kind of makes it hard. But, yeah, I don't know. Now, Rob says they can't hear you either, so I have no clue. All I can say, guys, if you're on and you want to hear what we're talking about, you may have to actually call into the radio station in order to hear it, and that is at 515-602-9731, because I am still trying to figure out exactly how to get everything to work properly on my end. Ed's got a big old spread of everything set up the way it needs to be, so he's worked out the fine-tuning of things. Me, it's still learning curve. This is what, the fourth week now, third week, whatever it is. So I am trying to get it to where it all comes together a little bit easier. So, but it does make it hard sometimes. Okay, one says they can hear, one says they can't, so I don't know what the thing is. So, but anyways, so how do you balance your home life and your trucking life, Holly? Holly, did we lose you?
No, I'm here. I'm just ordering some brisket, and I was... Oh, so how do I balance my life?
Yeah.
Well, since my... I'm sorry. Yes. No, I'm good. Because my son no longer lives with me,
right,
I live alone. So, like you were saying earlier, I have to do everything when I get home. So, I also have dogs. So, I watch my house by cameras.
Right.
I have a kid that stays at my house to, quote, feed my dogs, but he doesn't do anything else with them. Thank you, ma'am. He doesn't, you too. Doesn't do anything with them as far as, did you add the sweet potato pie? So I have to do it all. And I cook in my truck. I make myself sweet tea that has to come with me. I don't drive without my sweet tea.
Right.
So I have a whole process when I go home. I have to take all my dishes out of the truck and, you know, I have to clean all my dishes, and then I make tea, and I freeze it. So I'm fortunate enough to work for a company where I'm home every week. I come out, I run my 4,000 miles, and I go home. I do my 34 at home. But trying to balance paying the bills and the dogs and watching the cameras and trying to drive, it's a challenge, a serious challenge. Like, when my son left in September, I didn't realize how much he did for me.
Right.
Because I could get an email that said, you know, this bill is due. I'd pick up the phone and call my son and be like, hey, can you pay that bill? And hang up, and it would be taken care of.
Right.
Now it's like I have to try and figure out how to get all these bills on my tablet, and I'm still not there. You know, and to pay all this stuff, wow, I miss my kid.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
like
of,
having
it's
a husband
kind of
at home or, you know, like you're at home. Like,
right.
It's challenging. There's days I just want to pull my hair out. You know, so I don't know how some people do it. I wish I had somebody at home that could just help.
Right.
But, yeah, it's crazy. And I probably overpacked for a week. But you know what? I don't go without in my truck. I don't
right.
spend any money other than if I go to the grocery store. But, like, I spend no money on food on the road. None.
Except for when you just ordered brisket and sweet potato pie.
Well, yeah. I'm at a place where you got to get the good food when you can. So that'll be lunch tomorrow, or maybe I'll throw it in the freezer and have it in a couple of days. But,
right.
Yeah, you
got to
get it while you can, because I am in Temple, Georgia at the Flying J. So there's a grocery store within walking distance.
Right.
Chinese, Mexican, barbecue, pizza place, all across the street. You can do your CrossFit, get your nails done, you know. And I spent 4 days here last week, so.
You know where all the hot spots are.
But, I mean, I have my hot spots where I get my food. If I get up into PA or up into New York, I'm going to Wegmans. Because,
right.
You know, that's my store. You know, if I get back into PA where I'm from, I'm hitting, you know, Lannis' supermarket because I know I can get all my shoe fly pie, which you can't get in Colorado. For me, it's the food.
Well,
you'd think I was 500 pounds, but I just make it as easy as possible.
Right.
I know where my hot spots are. But it's tough to balance as a single person, a house, dogs, a trucking job. It's
right.
tough. And thankfully, I work for a company that works with me.
Yeah.
You know, if I need an extra day at home, I get it.
Right.
You know, but I'm spoiled.
You want to tell everybody about who you work for, since they are one of our sponsors? Who's better to talk about them than you?
I just did this last night. Yeah, I work for Load and Ride. Let me get out of this. This noise here. Bear with me. Oh. I work for Load to Ride, which is an LTL company out of Denver, Colorado. Now, you can live anywhere to drive for us. But we're an LTL company. We do 48 states. Drivers run anywhere from... Pretty much Load to Ride is what you make of it. If you want to run 4,000 miles, you can run 4,000 miles. It's there. The freight is there. I personally run Denver to the East Coast every week, and I'm back in Denver.
Right.
But we also have power-only opportunities. We have teaming opportunities. They run... You know, depending on the team, you can run as many as 7,500, 8,000 miles a week if you want to do it. If you've got the hustle, they'll give you the miles. But, you know, we're a family-oriented company. We're about 7 years old. So we're just growing, leaps and bounds. Always looking for drivers, good quality drivers. If you have a lot of tickets and things like that, you won't get in. I'll be honest. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, Load to Ride is a very It doesn't work for everybody, but if it works for you, it's an amazing company. Because
right.
we're LTL, a lot of people are used to truckloads, and it's a totally different ballgame. So, you know, if you don't mind LTL, and it's pretty much touch-free. Like, I don't do a lot other than open the doors. But, like, this morning I delivered 5 pallets. They are not legally allowed by the company to be in the trailer. So I had to go up. They brought me a pallet jack, and I had to go up and just bring them to the end. No big deal. Gives me a little exercise. But that's about as much as we ever have to do. You know, we deliver some really crazy stuff. I've delivered an airplane to an airport.
Hey, we delivered
like
a robot
little,
one time.
A little helicopter. Yeah, it fit in the trailer. I was like, wait, what? But, yeah, I mean, just, wait, you want me to deliver that helicopter where?
Right.
I mean, yeah, load to ride is, like I said, it's what you make of it. I'm very happy with them. But,
I think that's just about every company anymore. You know, every
right.
one of them,
I mean,
no matter
I'm not
who
gonna...
you go with, every one of them has
exactly.
something that nobody that you don't like. You can't get one company
right.
to have everything that you like.
BS in any company that you work for. It's
right.
the level of BS that you're willing to tolerate that makes the company good or bad for you.
Exactly.
I mean, like I said, I run 4,000 miles back and forth every week, and I'm home for my 34. Now, last week, I got stuck sitting out here for 4 days. I haven't sat like that in years. So it happens every once in a blue moon. There were some delivery appointments that made me have to sit here. So, I mean, outside of that, I have no problem with load to ride.
Hey, that's good.
You know, like I said, it's what you make it. And it's like that in any company. We
right.
drive new equipment. All our equipment is only 3 to 4 years old max. So, you know, the trucks get turned over on a regular basis. They're growing to the point where we're starting to do more things. Our driver interaction is better. We have... you know, driver chat room. We always have somebody available if you have questions. So it's a very, it's coming around. As a new company, it's coming around. We're always looking for drivers. We're always looking for suggestions to make us better.
Now let me ask
you, know,
you this. Do you guys have owner-operators?
Not as of yet. We're working on it. Right now we have power only, which are owner-operators. So we do hire out to, I think it's 2 separate companies. I don't quite remember who they are, but we have 2 companies that just pull our trailers.
Okay.
You know, this guy had a couple, he had two or three drivers, and all they do is pull our trailers. They are not part of the company. They just come in and pull our trailers. So call it power only, call it. But it's not an owner-operator or a lease purchase or anything like that. That may come down the road, but right now, no owner-operators. We're all company drivers.
Okay.
I think he has to get that set before he brings on owner-operators because that's a whole other
right.
process in itself.
Oh, yeah.
Which I don't,
most definitely.
I'm not quite ready for.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I can understand that.
Because
you
yeah,
can get drivers like Greg. He's very opinionated. And I'm only,
well,
I'm only
we
saying
had company
it's because,
drivers that are like Greg.
I'm only saying it's because he's sitting upstairs listening right now, so you know.
I know. Yeah. This is not my forte. I'm just repeating myself over and over. So if I you know, it is what it is. It's a learning curve.
Yeah. I think it's a trucking if you don't learn something every day while driving a truck, you need to go home
right.
and park it and be done.
Exactly. Exactly. And I never went to school.
Right.
So I'm one of these people that everybody's like, well, how did you get into it? Well, I happen to have a friend who, you know, had a trucking company, so come drive for me. I'm like, all right, cool. Took a test for my A. I never drove a tractor trailer before.
Right.
I drove a school bus. I was in the skills competition in that, went to states the first 3 years I did that. But then, you know, you take an A test in a 16-foot box truck with air brakes, you're not getting the concept of the tractor trailer.
Right.
So I
took
the test, passed
it,
passed the driving test, you know, failed the pre-trip because, of course, you have to have the proper verbiage. And when you don't go to school, you don't learn the verbiage. You just, he's like, you know where everything is and what it does, but I need to hear it in the proper verbiage in order to pass you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had to go home, memorize it, come back. And, you know, so Thursday I get my A. Friday I take it to the DMV. Monday I'm out in a truck. Oh, shit. Here we go.
Right.
You know, learning 101. My first trip was 31 days, 18 states, and 17,500 miles. Now, I waited till my kids were older. I didn't have, my kids were all grown when I came out the truck. So
right.
I lived in my truck the first 3 years. And let me tell you, everything I know now, I learned from old school drivers who were willing to help, because back then you could be on the side of the road and somebody would stop and help you. Oh, you need a part. I got it. Send me a check in the mail. Have a nice day. Glad I could help.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not like that anymore. Oh, no. Mm-mm. You take your life in your own hands stopping to help somebody. As much as you want to do it, you know, you risk your life in today's world trying to help somebody.
Exactly. You know, you never know what you might run into.
Exactly. And there's some crazy stuff going on out in this world, so you, like you said, you never know.
Yep.
You never know, and you just, as women out here, you really have to be careful.
Yep.
You know, like I don't, when I pull into a truck stop, especially at night, I don't turn my interior lights on until I'm parked and I have my curtains pulled. Because now they don't know if I'm in here by myself or if there's somebody in the bunk, but they can't see it. Like, I won't turn any lights on until my curtains are closed. It's a safety thing for me.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's good because you never know.
Exactly. I've been followed and confronted and police involved. It's not fun. Crazy people out here. You know? But you got to be aware. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's kind of one of the reasons why Greg said years ago, and we still have both trucks, you know, there was no reason. It wasn't safe for me to be out there anymore. And again, at the time we had both trucks, we were running, you know, back and forth to Chicago,
right,
Kentucky once in a while. So we were never that far, but it was still, you know, a safety factor. And
it's
only
still
got
a scary thought.
Yeah.
Well, see, and then when you're out here, but like for me, I don't have anybody at home to call at the end of the day and be like, hey, this is where I'm parked.
Yeah.
You know, just in case anything happens, this is where I am. I don't have that. Now, I do have a friend that I call and, you know, I at least text, if nothing else, and just let them know where I am. Just
right.
Because we're that good of friends. But, you know, that's all it is. So,
yeah.
You're out here not having that stuff. It can be scary out here.
Right. And just like, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine today, and we were talking about the Life 360 app, which I have it on mine and Greg's phone. I know Robbie and his wife Penny have it, and then our Donnie and his wife Angel both have it. But my friend Jessica was saying that, you know, well, she's more my cousin's friend, but anyways, she has it on her mom and her girls because you just never know, because her mother is single. You know, and she met some guy, and she's like, I track her everywhere she goes. I was like, you know what, that app is a great app because it gives you a really close, you know, aspect of where the person might be.
Yeah,
so
I actually
nice
probably
have.
Should put something like that on my phone and give it to my kid, even though he's in New York. But
exactly.
They're resourceful enough that if something happens, you know, between him and his girlfriend, they can figure out where I am and how to get somebody to me if I need me. And the same with dispatch.
Yep.
You know, we now with these ELDs, they can see exactly where you are. And I've been with the company long enough to they know how I run.
Right.
So if I have a 10-hour break and I have a delivery tomorrow morning in Florida, and it's 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and I'm still sitting in Temple, Georgia, they better be calling to make sure that I'm okay.
Yeah.
Because
and
I'm sitting way further past
right.
my time.
And it's one of those things I think, you know, it's not. It doesn't cost you anything for the app. You can upgrade it to get more details on, you know, everything. But it's one of those things that you can go on there, and it's called Life 360. Go on your Apple Play or Google Play or whatever it is, your Play Store, however it is on whatever phone you have, and download it. And then you can add your, you know, your circle of friends or family, you know, and give it to anybody. You can send the link to anybody you want, but they have to have a smartphone in order to do it. You know, I'd love to have my dad on it, but he has a flip phone, so it would never work for him. So I even tried because he has one of our tablets in the truck, and I tried talking, you know, trying to put it on the tablet. Can't put it on the tablet. It has to be, you know, even though it's through our
right.
our Verizon, but it still has to be, you know, a phone number,
that's
I guess.
I
even though
it's
a phone
number.
Phone
with GPS and all that stuff, it's in the phone.
No. Go. Got a cat trying to walk across this in front of me, which she's good at that. But yeah, it's definitely a good thing to have because I actually put it on our phones after Greg had his heart attack, you know, 5 odd years ago. So it was one of those things it was nice to have because just you never know. And anybody, it's just... It's a good thing to have because you can just keep track of everybody. And it's not like you're, you know, stalking them, but
right.
it's good for family so your family knows where you're at. Because even though, because like your
well,
phone,
well, they don't
if it
necessarily have to call you. They can just look it up and be like, oh,
yeah.
okay, she's parked. And,
yeah,
because
you can,
obviously
yeah, you can
no
shut off the notifications.
She hasn't called.
Right. Because on it, you can shut off the notifications so you don't have to listen every time you stop. Because if you don't
right.
shut them off, it'll tell you every time the vehicle stops. Well, they did an
right.
X amount of mile drive, and their speed was this, and they had this many, you know, phone
right.
interactions or whatever it is. So, I mean, it's a very good app, and, you know, I would definitely recommend it to everybody because, you know, it is pretty darn accurate. Now, it gives you better GPS location if you can have it on Wi-Fi. So,
right.
As long as you have your Wi-Fi on your phone, I should say. So, but yeah, it's definitely, it's something that we didn't have back in the day. Because when I first started driving, all we had was.
No, it was a payphone.
That and a pager.
Yeah, pagers. You had to find a payphone, though, to order to
yeah.
use the pager.
Right.
Okay, you
so,
can
I
page
mean,
me, but now I have no way to get to you.
Yep. Then you have,
I mean,
yeah.
I remember in the truck stops, those little telephone booths.
Yep.
They used to have them down a hallway to a whole bunch of little booths with a door on them with a phone inside of it.
Yeah, and if you went in there later in
that's,
the afternoon or the early evening, you had to stay in the line and wait because you couldn't get to a phone because everybody was in there doing it.
Right. Yeah, or you used to be able to, some of them had them at the tables.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, like in like the restaurant,
yeah,
inside
the
restaurant,
the
restaurant, they have, they,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, I'm dating myself now.
I know. Remember,
yeah,
I started driving in 97, or, well, I got my license in 95. But, you know, I started driving more
yeah,
mostly 96.
And 04, but I didn't come out on the road until my kids were grown.
Yeah.
So I was in my 40s. Yeah, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it with them. I had 5 kids, so I wasn't leaving them home.
Right. Yeah, I understand that.
No. No, I'll wait till they are grown. They were all grown and had kids or wives or houses or whatever, so I didn't have to, you know, they were on their own, which was good.
Yeah.
And I came out and just did my thing.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
If I could, no. I mean, the biggest problem I have in a day is trying to find the remote at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I swear to God, this thing just hides from me. It's probably sitting somewhere watching me going, ha-ha, I'm over here.
Right.
I'm searching everywhere, and I can't find that fucker. I can't find that thing. Can't put me on the radio.
No, can't put truckers on here because you never know what will come out of their mouth.
Right? Like, oops. Oops. I forgot.
Yeah. But it's okay.
All right. It's lost.
You need one of those, you know, find my remote.
I keep saying I'm
going to
Velcro it. Yeah, I keep saying I'm going to Velcro it somewhere in the truck, and obviously I haven't done that yet. I don't know. I don't think, if I remember correctly, I don't even get channels here anyway, so.
Oh.
No big deal.
Now, what do you have in your truck for
a
TV?
I have a 32-inch smart TV.
So you run everything, like, off of Wi-Fi then?
I run my TV off of an antenna.
Oh, okay.
I have a hotspot in my truck, too.
Right.
Well, one of our newest perks from Load to Ride is we got new tablets, and our new tablets come with unlimited access to Wi-Fi. So when I become smarter than my TV and my tablet, I'll be able to hook my TV up to my Wi-Fi on my tablet, and then I can get Roku TV because I have a Roku TV. So,
right.
It's baby steps. So right now I just run it off of the remote. And if I think the last time I was here last week, I watched a movie because I turned my Wi-Fi on. But that Wi-Fi from Verizon on your hotspot, that goes quick.
Yeah.
Really quick. So I just generally use the antenna. I'm not that much of a TV head. Like if I can get ABC News, I'm good. That's all I need. It's just a news channel, so I can watch the news, and I'm good.
Yeah.
But, yeah, by the end of the day, I'm tired.
Right. It's now, Greg's got Dish Network in the truck because we have it hooked, because that's what we have here at the house. So, you know, I think it's like an additional $5 a month.
I can do that, too, but I don't know how to do it.
Well, you have to...
I have Xfinity at home that I pay for in the house, and
right.
I can connect it through my phone to my TV, but I don't know how to do it. So, you know, when I get somewhere that somebody knows how to do that stuff, then we'll figure it out. But for now, antenna works for me. I'm not that choosy.
Yep. That's when you get one of those young kids at a truck stop that know all about all that stuff, you know. They'll be the first one to do it for you.
When we were at the show, Jeff was going to update my GPS and blah, blah, blah. And that never happened either because it was so darn cold out. I totally forgot about it. I left and went, oh, crap, my GPS still isn't updated. You know.
Yeah.
So.
I know
that comes with time.
Yeah, Greg and Donnie both got the bully dogs when they were down at the show. Well, Donnie just got in last week because he hadn't been home since before the show. So
since the show?
Yeah, he just got in last week.
He's getting home since the show.
Yeah, what was I think it was? Let's see.
What a trooper he is.
Last Thursday, I think. But, yeah, he stayed out because he goes out and he stays out for a month or more at a time. And that's just the way he does it.
God
He's done that
him.
For, yeah. Ever since he went and started pulling Van with Ace Dorn, I think it is. That's what he does. He just stays out, which, you know, great for him. That's perfect. So, but Greg's bully dog at first, it took me, I wasn't real sure how to download everything like they said to do. So it took me a little bit, finally got it all done, went out and hooked it to his truck, and it worked fine. Donnie came home, and his was here, and we got his all ready to go and updated and put in the truck. He went out, put it in there. He was out here in the driveway for almost 4 hours trying to get that thing to work and still has not been able to get it to work because his truck has a lot of different issues, wiring issues and stuff like that. Mm. So I was thinking, yeah, I says, I did my job.
Not necessarily compatible.
Well, he called them, and they said, well, it sounds like it's a communication problem is what it was telling them. So he went and had it hooked up, and he found a bunch of different things that was wrong when, you know, had it hooked up at the shop on a computer to find out. So now he actually thinks he may have got the problem solved, but he hasn't hooked it up back up yet because he's going to run it for a while and see if that's the problem. So
he put the bully dog on his big truck?
No, pickup.
Or his pickup.
Him and Greg both have, Greg's got the Dodge, and Donnie's got a Chevy,
right.
And both of them's got diesels in them. But
oh,
I tell
okay.
you what, after Greg with that one he's got for his truck and getting 27 miles a gallon, we went down to basically Clarksburg and back. I'm getting
right.
one from my pickup. I was like, nope, I'm getting
and
one
what?
For, I'm getting a bully dog for my Tundra.
There
because they have them for gas engines also, so I'm thinking, yeah, I'm definitely getting one because I want to see if I get better. Because it doesn't matter how I drive the truck, where I drive it, or what I do with it, because even coming back from the show when I had to pull the trailer back the rest of the way, I still got 13 miles to the gallon. And that's what I get all day long in town. So.
Right.
I'd like to get a little bit better. Now, our car, it gets, you know, a heck of a lot better than that, but. I figure, well, that's all right.
Who wants to drive a car all the time?
Yeah, I know.
You can drive a truck. A truck that's proven itself.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Still haven't found my remote.
It's going to be under the bed or down between the mattress and the wall.
I just look behind my cooler and I can't find this freaking thing.
That's happened with Griggs before. It's falling
crazy.
Between the mattress and the stand behind the seat, so.
Mm-hmm. I'm so ADD. It could be anywhere. It's probably, like I said, it's probably looking at me laughing. Going, ha-ha, I'm right here.
Yeah. That's usually how it works. Yeah,
probably
usually in the last place that you look.
Just laughing at me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I cannot believe no one else is calling in.
I actually got three other people on here.
They need to push one. Speak.
I don't know if we want them to push one.
They sure should.
You think so?
I don't care. Yes. Push one. I don't care if it's Greg or Robbie or whatever. Just push one. Save me from myself.
I know, right? And see, I thought it was me last week when I was on here because I didn't have no callers, but I had a couple on that was watching it on live that kept sending me messages. So I was reading.
I apologize. I fell asleep.
That's all right.
I had an 11:30 night delivery, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay, I'm going to say this one time, Holly. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You asked for this. I'm just saying.
Oh, geez. Who was it, Jeff or Robbie or Greg?
This one would happen to be Greg. And this one that is coming on would happen to be Jeff.
There you go. Save me from myself, please.
Holly, there ain't no saving you from yourself. But if you want to find your remote, Probably look in your hand because you're probably holding it already.
No, I got a flashlight in my hand. You know,
I don't know how many times working on the truck I'd be looking for a wrench or something and I'd be standing there holding it.
Oh, that's my glasses. I'm looking all over for my glasses, losing my mind, and oh, wait, they're on my head.
Yep.
That's a regular. Oh, jeez.
So what's been going on?
And I can't just leave it. Nothing. Just running. Running crazy.
I hear
you. You guys. Oh, wait,
yeah.
I thought you said Jeff was on here.
Well, I was, but I never heard to unmute.
Oh, yeah, I unmuted you. I'm sorry, Jeff.
Okay.
Yeah, I unmuted you right after I unmuted Greg.
Oh, okay. I never heard the little gal. Come on. You are now unmuted. Well,
now
I just,
the whole crew.
I was just listening to Holly going on and on. I said, shit, if she needed her TV program, I could have done that for her. I mean, that's...
I know. Well, I totally forgot about all that stuff because we were busy.
Now, after you guys were talking about Live 360, I wish I would have had a recorder to listen to Tiffany say who all had that, because I've had it on my phone for about a year now.
Yeah, we have it. Robbie has it. Our buddy Donnie has it. So, I mean, I know of all them, and then a friend of mine, Jessica, she has it also, so... And now we can throw you in the mix. It's a great app. I love it.
Me and about four other truckers, whenever we know we're that close to each other, we usually go in and have dinner or something somewhere, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, that'd be handy to have.
I'm going to put mine on Jeff, so I'm going to join with Jeff. That way, when I know he's around, he can buy dinner.
That'll work. I don't give a shit.
All right, guys. Okay, hold on a minute. We're bringing on another one.
Two for $3, you know. Two for $3
Thank
hot dogs.
Goodness.
I can do that.
Huh.
All right.
All right, Robbie, you're up.
What's going on, you chicken lollipop?
Chicken lollipop boy.
Hey, Richard, what's going on?
Oh, nothing, little chicken wing.
Hey, Robbie.
I've had since you guys are talking about the Life 360, I figured I'd chime in. I've had this Life 360 for about, I want to say, 8 years now. I have my mom, my kids, my wife, and my dad are on it.
And your father-in-law.
Oh, yeah, there's no... He sees me on the iPhone network. Fine Friends.
Oh.
That's a different one. But that comes standard with an iPhone. But the Life 360 app, because my mom has an Android, and my oldest son has an Android, so that's how we kind of keep tabs on everything.
I know when, you know, like I said, I got it when Greg had the heart attack, and it was like, you know, it's nice to have because you can watch and follow and see things and at least have an idea where somebody's at.
Yeah, but I don't want my family to know where I'm at all the time.
Well, you can have a different one. You can have one for a network for friends and one for family on it.
Wow. So I can shut off when I go to a strip club, I can...
Yeah, you can turn
it off.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you can set it so you don't have to see. They can't see everything. And
that's good. I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, that might not be very good, would it, Jeff?
No. Hard to explain. I didn't go inside. I just used it for parking that night.
Hey, you know what? But the guy we bought the truck off of. Rich, that's what he said when we found a card from a strip club that had a phone number on the back. It said, call whenever you're in town.
Ooh.
And his reasoning was it was the manager's number, so all he had to do was call the manager, and the guy would make sure he had a place to park.
Parking spot reserved. Yeah, I understand that.
We never believed him.
But there's a place in Illinois that there is no parking around, and this place has got a huge, huge truck parking lot. There's always a place to park on it. I don't go inside it anymore. They're just, I like the parking lot.
Right. Well, that's what he said he would do. He was just there to park. But it was funny when Greg gave him the card, he kept the card. He was no longer driving, but he kept the card.
Might go on vacation. Need a place to park. Need reserve.
Yeah.
Wow. Yay.
Oh, yeah.
We won't go on vacation.
Sure glad he brought his guys on.
No,
this
is
show,
true.
I'm sure went downhill, didn't it? By God. Oh.
Oh, this. Okay. I give up.
It's in that truck somewhere.
No shit. Somewhere.
Push the button.
Like over
the
rainbow.
Push the button on the TV that says find remote. So the remote can
my
start beeping.
My TV has no buttons. You can only turn the TV on with the remote.
Well, that just stinks.
Which makes it
even worse.
Wow,
wait a minute. What kind of TV is it?
It's a TCL.
Because I just figured out by watching a YouTube video that underneath, like where it says, like a Samsung, where it says Samsung mm-hmm. underneath it, there's some like mm-hmm. Buttons underneath that, like eyes. Put your finger up underneath that, and it brings up a menu.
Yeah, there's nothing on this. Trust me.
Okay.
I've broke it, and there's no. Yeah.
Sometimes,
Jeff,
you don't want to put your fingers up under stuff.
You never know what you can turn on with your fingers.
That's right.
This is a woman's show.
I was thinking
that was
me.
They can bring her up on something and end up turning something on under the TV.
It just got all changed as soon as you let Greg on.
Well, that tanked real quick.
Holly asked for it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Hey,
yep,
I'm good. They can come on and say whatever they want. I don't really care. I'm good.
So
I'm good.
Who are the women on here? There's Tiffany and Holly. Is Jessica on too?
No. Right
just
now,
you
it's just
Holly?
Me and Holly. Yeah.
I see.
But it's okay. But I said, it might be called Women of Redneck and Eyes. It doesn't mean it has to be secluded just to us women.
Well, I hear
but
now
I
we got Redneck and Eyes Radio 5 nights a week.
Yep.
Yes. Ed is doing Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and then also on Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern. So weekday ones are an hour long. Yes, he's still doing Sunday.
I thought he got rid of Sunday.
No, he said he was still going to do Sunday night.
So by Thursday and Friday, he's going to be humming to himself? Is he going to run out of material?
I don't know.
That's a question
in,
for sure.
Hey, Robbie.
Yeah, you got to call in, Jeff.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. I spent last night with him on the radio all by myself.
I fell asleep last night at about 6 o'clock, and I didn't wake up until about 10.
Hey, Rob.
No.
Robbie.
I didn't do it.
I just wasn't ready to get on the radio.
Are you coming in this weekend, Rob?
No. flying.
Oh. Sorry, you spent more damn time here than you do anywhere else. I just figured you was coming back in this weekend.
No, my truck's not broke.
Oh. I understand.
I fixed it last weekend. I did grease it today. I got done early today and greased it.
Wow.
Now, this trucking, when you're in a truck, it's an evolution of constantly rearranging to make stuff fit.
Yep. Especially when you go to Greg and Tim's Walmart.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, now.
Like, I should be banned from stores, grocery stores.
Yeah. Well, if you need paper towels or napkins, just hit up Greg and Tim's.
Right.
Yes. We do have quite a few.
It's all from the
Shop
trucking
the
convoy that they did. They did a couple months ago.
Okay. Everybody else's trucks look so neat and tidy and.
Yeah, right.
Here I am looking like a bomb exploded in mine.
Have you seen those organizational shows on like Facebook, those, you know, little videos people do?
Yeah.
I need
when
one of them to come in and do all that. And they do the little, they
right.
get everything in the cramped little spots. Like, yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
I have two airplane cabinets. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they probably train that on YouTube.
I have
YouTube.
No top bunk. So I have no storage in this truck. It's Creative Packing 101.
I took my top bunk out and made cabinets.
Yeah, and they look good in there too, Robbie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I sleep in my top bunk.
Yeah, I heard somebody told you all about that when you got.
Yeah, I had a really, really smart, organized truck driver that told me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found out a long time ago that ain't a good deal. Sleep on the top bunk. First time you're up there asleep, somebody comes up, pounds on the door, and you forget where you're at. You go to jump up with your feet on the floor. You end up falling out on your ass in the middle of the floor. That ain't a good deal.
I just cranked the window out up on there and said, what the hell do you want?
I love it. I had a table on the bottom.
Yeah,
so
Greg can't do
me,
that because he can't open the window. Because his are, you know, solid windows.
I swear to God.
I have my table and chairs underneath, my bunk up on top. Just like Holly said one time, it was like having a mini home in there.
I loved it. Now I'm in this piece of truck that has no storage.
I thought you
but
wanted that truck.
But it apparently likes to eat. It eats remotes on a regular.
It has good storage for remote controls, I hear.
Apparently. Yeah, they're elusive. Still can't find this freaking thing. I'm putting stuff
away. Did
you
look on top of
the
counter?
Time.
Plain sight,
yes.
Probably.
I usually put it in the drawer and it's not in there, but the Roku TV one is. I mean, that wasn't turning the TV on. It's not set
better
up.
Look
like
down
that.
Between it. Between, look down between the bed and the cabinets.
Yeah.
That's usually where mine ends up, down in between the mattress and the cabinets on the
yeah,
bed.
Yeah, it always falls behind the cooler I have in here, but it's not
yeah.
back there. I've pulled it out twice now.
I got a little
I'll probably
shelf
pull
on
it out
my back wall.
Another
that's factory.
Two times.
Yeah, where my remote goes.
I found mine in the side box one day because my bunk picks up into my one of my storage
right.
compartments, and it went down underneath my pillow and down into the damn down in the side compartment. It was down in there with my toolbox and stuff.
Good thought. Because mine
now when she lifts
too.
Her bunk, that's where she's gonna find it.
Yeah, my sidebox's a mess. I need a curb or a stool to be able to see in my sidebox.
Maybe you need to get a piece of Velcro and stick on the back of it and stick it to the dash or somewhere at the edge of the TV when you get done with it.
I have it, and I have the Velcro is sitting right here in the drawer, and I keep telling myself I'm going to do it, and then I lose the damn thing. I am so ADD. It's like I said, it's probably looking right at me.
Tie a string on it.
It'll show up eventually. Better be
put
by
a lantern on it, hook it around her neck.
Right.
Wear it like a necklace.
I'm just challenged. Y'all have known me long enough, you haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah, it'll be all right. We'll still keep you around anyway.
Right? Challenged. Very challenged.
Program your smartphone as a remote, and you always have your remote with you.
You
know
what?
Your TV program.
What's that?
As
next time I run into you, you can program all this stuff for me.
Well, if you would have brought it up at the truck show, it'd been no problem.
I totally forgot.
Yeah,
I was busy.
I just turned my mind. I think if I start coming home every week, I'm going to take all this stuff out of mine, but TV, whether I need it or not.
Well, I mean,
did
I'm home what? Every take week, but I still need my TV. This makes me so mad. I'll find
when
it when I stop looking for it.
Well, when I was in Hurley, that's all I got done was watch TV because it sure didn't drive that much.
Wait, did you say when you were with them? You're not with them anymore?
Well, I won't be here in a couple of days.
Are we
really?
Hiring or are we going somewhere else?
Going somewhere else.
He's on retirement.
Are you going to come do power only for a while?
Well, I thought about that, Jeff, until I ended up and I still got this trailer to pay for.
Yeah, because you have no use for that here.
Right.
They offered me a load today from San Francisco to Massachusetts, and I turned it down.
Where the hell is San Francisco? Where the hell is Massachusetts?
Yeah.
I don't know where either one of those are.
You better get another phone because there's something wrong with yours because it's breaking up real bad.
Yeah, it's breaking up on my end too.
Who?
And I said, what it pay? And they said, they told me, I said, forget it. You're about a dollar a mile off for me. California liberal idiots with their $7 fuel, they can take that shit.
Yeah, the price of fuel in some of the states anymore is crazy. Just like the little place up the street up here, it is still $4.99. Gas prices are down to like $3.70.
I found it. I found it.
And where
or
was
it under your pillow?
What's that?
Where was it at?
Was
no,
it under your pillow?
I have a bag that I keep all my bags in, and it fell in that.
Oh.
So it was a matter of rearranging and putting stuff away, and, yeah, I found it. Not that it's going to do me any good here, but nice to know I'm not totally crazy.
Right.
Halfway. I watch it. It'll tell me I have 4 channels. Like, whatever. You know, and for as expensive as fuel is right now, there are so many trucks in this lot running, and it's supposed to go down into the 50s.
Well, mine would be one of them.
In the 50s?
No, my APU would be running.
Yeah, that's what Greg said. He says his would be one of them running.
For heat?
Yep.
For cool.
Ever since he had that heart attack, taking the, because he takes a baby aspirin or a low-dose aspirin every day, he's always cold. It used to be
so
50 was nothing
now.
To him. Yeah.
Right.
I freeze in the winter night.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. And when he was on the blood
yeah,
thinners, that
gotta
was
be,
even worse.
Yeah, it's got to be like 30. It's got to be freezing for me to run my truck. Or hot. But if it's 35, 40, 50, 60, I'm not running this thing. And I don't pay for my fuel. But still, I drive this like it's mine, so I treat it as such.
Right. It's like my dad. It could be, he had a cop pull up beside him out there somewhere in Indiana because it was below freezing and the truck wasn't running. He had the lights on and he was pulled off the side of the road and he was back there in his sleeping bag because he can't stand to have the truck running when he sleeps.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
And the cop woke him up and the cop asked him, he's like, "You okay?" And he's like, "I was till you made me get out of my sleeping bag where it was warm." So.
Well, I
like to be, I like, but you got to get out of that sleeping bag. When it's below zero, you're, oh, no way.
Yeah, horse shit. I don't turn my furnace off at home, and I ain't turning my furnace off out there either.
Yeah.
But you see, you know, they value the life of an animal more than they value the life of a human because you can't idle your truck unless you have a pet in there in your truck. If you have a pet in your truck, you can idle your truck all day long.
Says who?
Says what?
Says who?
Says who?
Nobody will bother you.
I don't give a damn what their. I don't care what their laws is. I had Pennsylvania come up and tell me that you can't idle your truck. I said, well, then when you're sitting there in the middle, then I said, shut your car off. I said, because while you're sitting there shooting radar, you're burning gas. Emissions is emissions. I said, do you
exactly.
go home and shut your car, shut your furnace off, you know, and start your furnace every? I get up every hour on the hour and let it run 5 minutes and turn it off. He said, no. I said, then I ain't either. This is my home. I'm not turning it off.
Yeah, I don't turn it off. I don't turn mine off either. I'll fight them.
I ain't doing it. Right then, I'll take it. I'll
take
the court.
You know, like places that you pick up or load from, they'll be like, you can't idle your truck. But if they see you have a dog, then it's okay. Like, what kind of messed up stuff is that?
Okay, I just pulled up a law or an idle laws by state. Oregon, California, Arizona, Oklahoma, North Dakota, 90% of the East Coast states are 3 minutes. Yes. Now, that's also Florida, South Carolina, and Virginia. Virginia is 5 minutes. Parts of New York are 5 minutes.
Oklahoma's got a rule like that now?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Now, okay, non-idling, which there's no law, Alabama, Illinois, Washington, and Idaho. No, I take that back. No idling at all. They don't like it. 10 minutes idling law is in South Carolina and Nevada. South Carolina. 15 minutes is in Nevada, West Virginia, and Georgia. And then no policy, which, you know, you can either, they have no rules on it, is Montana, Wyoming, Utah, New Mexico, Texas. Oh, you know what? I take that back, Jeff. It wasn't Oklahoma. It was What is that? Yeah. Colorado, I'm sorry. They got the 5 minutes. Okay, no policy. Montana, Wyoming, Utah, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa.
Those
Wisconsin.
Are all your western states where it's cold as all get out.
Yeah. Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee.
They
Kentucky,
have no laws?
Ohio, Indiana, Michigan. Yeah, no laws. Hawaii.
Damn, there's
allows no idling also.
There's a lot of states don't enforce that because the only states I thought that had idling laws was Pennsylvania and California.
New York, New Jersey.
Yeah, most of
yeah,
the
New
East
York
Coast states.
PA.
But like Arizona, I've heard of been truck stops with air conditioners running all night long.
Well, I put it this way. I am not dying a heat stroke in a truck for nobody.
That's
and
what
when
I
you park
said.
At night and it's cool, and you, okay, so it might be 50 degrees, all right, I don't have to idle it. But, you know, if you don't wake up till 10, 11 because you parked late, by 10 in the morning, this truck is hot. And when you
right.
wake up and you're gasping for air because it's so hot, I ain't doing that for, no, you don't pay me enough to do that. No.
I'll tell you what, I had a cop tell me if you're going to sit there and run your truck like that at night, turn your lights off, because if your lights is off, they more than likely won't bother you. If they see you sitting there with your parking lights on, that's the ones they're going to check.
Well, you leave your park, if you're parked like on a ramp or something, you leave your parking lights on, you're opening yourself up for an accident.
Right.
For a sleepy driver to think that
yep.
that's the road. That's, yeah. I mean, not that I condone parking on a ramp, but sometimes there is no other choice. You know, Ed and I talked about that last night, and he's like, well, what do? I would never do that. And I'm like, you can't say that if you don't run over the road because... Like, I was in a situation last night where I had, when I pulled into the Loves in Weber's Falls, I had 2 minutes on my clock. If that place was full, where was I going to go?
Right.
You know, I fortunately have a company. Well, there wasn't anywhere for almost an hour. Like, yeah, I could have parked on the ramp at that. Oh, yeah, but, I mean, not every company out here is going to allow you to use PC. You know, some of these bigger box companies don't have that, you don't have that ability. You're kind of stuck wherever, unfortunately.
Yep.
And they're cracking down on it more now than they were before.
I just
keep
found
trucking has changed their name.
Who did?
Keep Trucking has changed their name. They're not Keep Trucking anymore. They were bought
oh.
out. Yeah. The new name hasn't come up on my thing yet, but yeah. There's all kinds of
changes.
No,
the law
going
says
on.
if you can't find a safe park and you can PC. You can't find safe parking.
I do.
I mean, yeah, that's
what
I do,
park,
too.
I didn't see all the way to the house.
You know what? I'm not dying for anybody out here. If you want to give me a ticket, write me a ticket. But I'm not
no,
risking
Greg,
my
Greg,
life,
Greg's
and I'm not...
on that. Greg's philosophy
huh?
on that. I'll just rip that page out, throw that out the window, and keep on trucking.
That's great. That's right, man.
Exactly. I mean, FMCSA has no clue what goes on out here. He gave me the wrong freaking thing.
Okay, I found the link
God,
for the...
God, I was caught. Sir Rose, these are rough. Holy crap.
What's rough?
I-76.
Mm. Somebody's in my neighborhood.
Feels like I'm in Oklahoma.
Okay, I just posted on the face on our Redneck and Ice page on Facebook the idling laws by state that I found. It breaks them down to each one of the states and tells you exactly what they're talking about, why, and how long some of them are. Because some of them don't. There's different areas around them that they allow you to do a little bit longer or not. So, yeah, because it states that additional temperature exemptions and city or state regulations may apply. So,
Right. There has to be some type. I mean, you can't have these drivers out here freezing to death.
Yeah. Because just like, say, like, Holly, with you out in Colorado, it says a driver may idle if the temperature is less than 10 degrees for 20 minutes in any 60-minute period when he or she is in need of a warm or cool sleeper during rest or sleep period at a safety rest area as defined under the 23 CFR 752.3 trucking terminal, truck stop, or state designated rest area. Seriously?
Okay, so please explain to me how you are supposed to get good rest so that you can drive this weapon down the road the next day when you have to get up every 40 minutes and turn your truck on.
That's what I was getting ready
to
talk
to
about. Uh-huh.
Please, FMCSA, explain to me how that works.
Yep.
Please explain
and
that to me.
And in Connecticut, it just says a driver may idle if the temperature is less than 20 degrees. And Robbie, for you in Arizona, traffic and adverse weather conditions, commercial passenger transportation or school bus purposes can idle up to 30 minutes in any 60-minute period. If temperatures are above 75 degrees, passenger buses can idle up to 60 minutes in any 90-minute period.
That's because you'll die in Arizona in no time because it's so damn hot.
Yep.
But, I mean, it gets hot other places, too. So, like, it's just, I don't care what anybody says. I'm not dying in my truck because I couldn't turn it, the heat or the air conditioning on. Done. I'm not doing it. I'll get out of trucking before that happens.
Yeah. In Ohio, the only, Ohio is a, no policy. Except for in Cincinnati, drivers may idle 10 minutes in any 60-minute period if the temperature is below 32 or above 85. Where is it you live at, Jeff?
Nebraska.
Hey, Jeff. Nebraska. I couldn't remember.
He lives in Nebraska.
Nebraska's not even listed because they have no exemptions whatsoever. So, yeah. So I can't even read anything about them because they have nothing.
Right. Oh my gosh, all my groceries actually fit.
But it's just kind of crazy.
Do we have people listening that are just not talking?
Yeah, we have some on Facebook and,
If they want it to be anything different than a chat.
Jeff didn't answer. We lost him.
I was going to say, it sounded like we lost them. Yeah, I mean, people who are listening, they need to call in and talk with us.
Yeah.
It's going to come in time. I think Jacinda's listening.
Yeah, she was. I don't think she is now.
Right. Creative packing. Oh, shit, I got eggs.
There you go. That always works when you can figure out how to get everything tucked away and
everything
stuck in there
but
where you
the eggs.
It.
I wish, I pull a reefer once in a while, and sometimes when you have food overflow, that reefer is kind of nice.
Right.
Because you can just put everything in a bag and take it back to the reefer. Now that it's getting warm out, if you have overflow, you better find a way to keep it cold.
Okay, here's Jeff. He's back again.
Yeah, hey, I ran out of signal. Lost signal.
Mm-hmm. Sure, it's just not the driver lost?
Yeah, whatever. Lost signal. My Wii Boost booster didn't help either, so it's just Colorado. Boring,
oh, you're
boring,
on 76. Are you around Julesburg?
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
8 miles from Sterling right now, so.
Yep, that's why. Oh, look.
This is not very colorful, this stretch of road.
Almost lost every mode again. Oh, I have 12 channels today.
You must be parked on the right
closer.
Side of the parking lot.
I was going to say, I'm up closer to the building. That must be what it is, because I was further down last week.
Social Security sent me paperwork while I was home saying when I could retire. Boy, I hate it when they tease you like that, because it's looking better and better.
I'll be dead when I retire.
I don't know. For some reason, I'm just not enjoying trucking as much as I used to.
I think that's everybody that's in trucking anymore. None of them really enjoy it as much as they used to. It's not fun anymore.
Especially if you're an old school driver, you've been out here for a while, so you know the difference. Somebody coming out of school doesn't know anything different. Like
exactly.
The newer drivers, they don't know anything different. So
it's just,
they're
it's
not
just
in
like
the same
the truck
position
show.
As we are. Right.
Just like the truck show. If you don't mm-hmm. know any other way of doing things, you go to the today's Mid-America Truck Show, and boy, that's the greatest truck show ever. For us
yes,
old dogs,
that come
it's
to ours.
Not worth
they'll
the
see,
shit.
They'll just see how good ours is.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I am so excited.
I'm glad we got to see it at its best, because I won't see it no more.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
This one will be consuming all of our time. Year round.
Yeah.
I think ours will be more like a big top three ring circus.
Because when Robbie was up here last weekend, we took Robbie up
to
see the
fairgrounds. I'm going to come up there soon.
Okay. We took Robbie to see the fairgrounds and then did a whole video chat with Ed. So he could see it while we were walking around. But the bad thing was, is up there they were doing a big yard sale in about four or five of the buildings. And what was nice about it was most of the buildings that they were using were the ones that I like to use at our show. But you couldn't get in those buildings and look at them because of the fact they were packed full with people. So, but the one
right.
big one that's the 35,000 square feet, we were able to look at it because they had one end of it open and there was nobody down there. So Robbie and I were looking at Aaron. It's nice. The fairgrounds is big and it's nice the way it's set up and there's going to be more than enough parking for trucks and that. So, because I actually have already done up some forms for pre-registration for it because I wanted to get this type of stuff all done up and make sure it all looks good. So, but I will... You know, we'll look over that more as a group to see if anybody needs any, wants me to change anything. So,
I think in the next month, sometime this, what are we in, April? Probably
yeah.
sometime in May, I'm going to get a load up there to be able to come up and check all this stuff out and figure out how we're going to approach this with LTR.
That'll be easy. Because they'll be able to have, you know, yeah, well, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Because I think some of the bigger ones, there's some different things I want to, you know, send out to them, so. But that's a whole other thing, not, you know, a radio show type thing, so.
No, that's what I'm just saying. I want to come up and see it.
Oh, yeah, not a problem. So,
how close are y'all to Ripley, West Virginia?
How close are we to Ripley, Greg? Unmute yourself. How close are we to Ripley, West Virginia?
Ripley? How about you? I don't know. Ripley is down by Charleston and just. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, they didn't know what they got. Let's go down here.
No, if you were paying attention to the conversation, you can't hear you very well because you got your phone too far from your face.
I don't know where he's at, but he sounds horrible.
Yeah, he's got his phone on speakerphone.
All right, shitheads. How's that sound?
That's a lot better.
Whoa,
we can actually hear your voice now.
Good job, Richard. Good job, Richard.
Now, what did you want? What was that about Ripley?
I was curious how far you were from Ripley.
Like I said, probably about 3 hours. It's down by Charleston, just north of Charleston, West Virginia, down on 79 or so. 70. Yeah, 77.
You're closer to 70.
Yeah.
How come I can't hear anybody else now?
We're not talking.
Because you muted us.
I ain't mute y'all. I'm going to mute you, but I'll love you here in a minute.
Here goes full-blown Richard again.
I'll mute you like I did Ed the other night.
What's this thing with Richard? Who's Richard?
What is the nickname for Richard, Jeff?
Huh?
What's short
what
for
is
Richard?
The nickname for Richard?
Dick.
Oh,
all right.
Yeah.
That's why
you know,
we got t-shirts
like
me and Robbie that said don't be a Richard. Then we got coffee cups that said don't be a Richard. It means don't be a dick.
Oh.
I got it.
So when he calls me Richard, he's calling me a dick.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of
like
a lightweight.
Kind of like the Brandon thing.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. It is officially a quarter after nine.
It's time to go and take a shower.
Yeah. So
tomorrow night's the Ed show.
Ed's is at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And he'll be on, I believe he's only doing it for an hour long. And then Sunday we'll be back to 2 hours for him. And it will be 7 p.m. Eastern.
By doing this, is there a chance of getting the listenership up nationally?
Hopefully.
I think so.
Okay.
At one point tonight, we had 6 or 7 callers on that was listening through this way. Because what you really notice the numbers come up is the ones that go back into it and pull the link up where they can actually listen to it as a podcast. And that's a lot how they are getting the numbers up so we can see where it says listeners. Because it'll say callers,
I tried logging in on Zoom. That didn't work, so.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Ed started doing that, and I'm just doing strictly just the Facebook Live. Now, I'm going to check on the whole Zoom thing on my end because I will be having a couple guest speakers in a couple weeks. So I'm going to try that way and see how we can do that because I'm not sure how that works.
Last night I went through the Zoom and Ed could see my picture in the corner and I could see him on the Zoom just like we do our regular meetings.
Right.
But then he was streaming my picture and his picture to Facebook Live.
Yeah.
And I was under the impression that they would be able to see me in the top corner of the screen. And I didn't see it when I went to my other phone and looked at the Facebook. I didn't see it. So I don't know how, if people who are watching it on Facebook, I don't know if they could see both of us or if they could just see Ed. I don't know.
I'm going to have to go. I'll go back and look at the Zoom recordings because it's set up to automatically record them and see if it's showing anything. But I didn't notice last night because I pulled it up and was watching it on Facebook, and I didn't see you on there.
Right, but that's what he was supposed to be trying to do so that if you have a guest or whatever, then you can see them too.
Right.
I would think that would be the goal.
Yeah, that was what him and I had talked to when he started doing it through the Zoom too. But I know when he does the Zoom, he needs to set his time frame up on it a little bit longer because he sets it up probably for just an hour. And if he's a couple minutes over on that hour on the radio portion, it shuts it off on the Facebook, on the video, which he can end the video anytime he wants. So.
Right. Like I said, that's not my forte, so I don't know exactly what he was doing. But that's
right.
What we're trying to figure out.
You can't program a TV.
Exactly. Hell, I can't even hardly find the remote.
Yeah, it's awkward.
But I will have you know.
Put the Velcro on it right now, Holly, while you're thinking about it, or at least while we're telling you to.
I'm licking my fingers, looking for my scissors. Mm-hmm. I'm going to mount it at some point tonight.
There you go. There you go.
I'll send you a message in an hour and remind you to do it.
What are you going to mount, Holly?
I'm going to put my Velcro on the back of. I'm going to put Velcro on the back of my remote.
That's almost as bad as the old stick.
We don't need to be
Leave
talking
you,
about
Greg.
The elk stick.
Elk stick?
About what? No. No.
Yeah, right. Down at the truck show, she was talking about elk stick. Now she's talking about mountain something. I don't know what the hell's wrong with her.
I'm starting to think Redneck and I is getting their own jargon going.
Hey, as long as we all understand it, that's all that matters.
We'll be talking recognized language.
It kind of protects the guilty and all that stuff, you know. If nobody else understands what we're talking about, we're all safe.
There'll be Mexican and French and English and redneckinized pretty soon.
Yep.
Yeah,
all right,
well,
guys.
You know, I'm out.
Yeah.
Good night.
All right, everybody. Goodbye.
Yeah. Y'all have a safe ride.
All right. Take care, Alex. Robbie.
All right, I'll talk to y'all
soon. Everybody have a good one.
Yep.
All right.
Behave, Greg.
I will. Try.
That'll never happen.
That ain't going to happen.
Never, never, never.
Yeah, I know. I know. But maybe if he goes back to work, it'll
yes.
do something.
So hopefully, you know, there's a good possibility that it'll be sometime this week. So, we're hoping. Let me put this way.
I don't know. I'm starting to enjoy this.
No.
That's what everybody's afraid of.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Velcro is on the back of the remote. Mm-hmm. Sure is.
That's one step in the right direction.
Yep. Right to the side of my microwave. I will put pictures. I've been trying to do this for months.
Well, see, it only took you losing it today to remember to do it.
Encouragement from all of my friends. It is now mounted on the side of the... Oh, yeah, it's good.
All right, Greg just said... Greg said, he says, yeah, now she'll fall asleep with it and forget where she put it.
Right. I usually put it in the drawer, but, you know, that obviously doesn't always happen. So, but anyway,
right.
We will talk again next week, if not before.
All right. Yeah, sounds good, Holly. Be careful out there.
Always. Now I have to find my phone. Good night, y'all. Have a good night.
Good night, Holly. All right, that brings us to a close tonight. We were a little bit longer tonight, but hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Here at Redneck and Eyes, we don't follow most of the rules. We try to, but not always guaranteed. But as for the women of Redneck and Eyes and the gentlemen that popped on tonight to give us a little bit of, you know, comedy ventures, I want to say thank you and everybody be safe out there. And just a quick shout out to all of our sponsors, DPF Regeneration, Load to Ride Transportation, and Trucker Tools. Check them all out. If you have any questions about any one of them, reach out to one of us here at Redneck and Eyes, and we'll put you in touch with them. Until next week, us here at Redneck and Eyes Radio and Women of Redneck and Eyes, we want to thank you again for coming on and talking and chatting with us, whether it was on live via Facebook or giving us a call here and listening. We will be back again next Wednesday, every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern. The number to call is 515-602-9731. Option one to be part of the conversation, or you can just hang out and listen and, you know, if something piques your interest, then hit that one. Ed will be on Redneck and Eyes Radio tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern and again on Friday at 7 p.m. His two-hour show will be on Sunday, where most all the guys get on and chat it up for a while. So if you want to jump back on again tomorrow, whether it be live or on the radio, you can do that. 7 p.m. Eastern every night of the week. Wednesday night is Women of Redneck and Eyes. The rest of the week is Redneck and Eyes Radio. Have a good night, and y'all be safe out there. All right, Facebook, that's the end of the radio show and the live for tonight. We want to thank everybody for coming out and listening to us and hanging out. So until next week, this is Tiffany with Women of Redneck and Eyes. Have a good night, y'all.